Titus chapter 1 verse 5 says, "For this cause left I thee in Crete, that thou shouldest set in order the things that are wanting and ordain elders in every city as I had appointed thee." So look at this real quick. It says set in order the things that are wanting. So what is a man of God supposed to do when he starts a church? Well, he's supposed to set things in order. Okay, so we have an order here at this church. Everybody's sitting and clothed in their right minds in here. That's a good thing. But we have a way we do the services. We sing two songs. We do the announcements. We sing another song. We do the offering. You know, we just have a certain way that we do things. And God wants there to be order inside his churches. It's not supposed to be some free-for-all where everybody just jumps up and says, "Hey, it's my turn to preach now," and then just pushes me out of the way. No, there's an order of how things are supposed to be. And the man of God that starts a church is supposed to set those things in order. And it says the things that are wanting. Well, what are the things that they're wanting in Canada? Well, they don't have a pastor. They don't have, it's not even really a church, it's just a group of believers there. And so what we're going to try to get some order in there, and to try to fix maybe some of the things that are wanting in there. And we want to ordain an elder there at some point. Okay? And so until we ordain an elder and we cut the umbilical cord, that church will be under the authority of our church. Okay? And that is biblical. Look, so were there people... Do you think that Titus just went to some place and said, "You're the elder. You're the elder." No. Someone has to be trained to be a pastor. Someone has to be trained to be an elder. Someone has to be trained to be deacons. Yep. You don't just pick, you know, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, you know, catch a tiger by its toe, and then all of a sudden you pick, you are the best one. All right, Brother Sean, you're the new pastor. That's not how it works. Jesus trained his disciples, his apostles, for 3 years, didn't he?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, and then he died on the cross. He was buried. He rose again from the dead. Then he told them, go out and preach the gospel to every creature. Start churches in every city. This is the model that Jesus wants us to do. Ordain men, send them out. Ordain men, start churches. Okay? That's how the kingdom of God works. That's how God made it to be.